What about Noah's Flood? This is part 6 of 8 by Paul Abramson, the editor of www.creationism.org.
So about 200 years ago, in 1804, Lewis and Clark set west across the North American continent. They actually started earlier that year at Washington, D.C., after President Jefferson sent them across. Then in St. Louis, in that spring, they started heading west, going up the Missouri River. And 2 years later, 2 summers later, they were on the West Coast. They spent the winter in what is now Astoria, Oregon. And in this 1806, starting in, I believe, March or April of 1806, they began heading east again. By September or October, they were back to St. Louis and then back to the East Coast of the U.S. Okay, all of this is recorded history. But I want you to think about how far they went and how they got there. They went by walking, by boat, and by riding horses. They crossed the North American continent in the course of a couple of years. They did this going both directions all the way across. Okay, now if a human can walk at, say, 3 miles an hour, and then you walk for 10 hours, how far have you gone? And if you haven't walked in circles, that is, you've gone 30 miles, right? If you do that for 10 days, how far have you gone? 300 miles. If you do it for 100 days, how far have you gone? 3,000 miles. Many people can assume, oh, our ancestors couldn't have gone very far, or they migrated very slowly. No, actually, they could have at times, if there weren't monsters or fierce competitors or enemies in the way, they could have gone very far. It's you just start walking, or you start riding a horse or taking a boat. The clipper ships, at the time of the American Revolutionary War, around that time, could cross the North Atlantic Ocean in 6 to 8 weeks, depending on the winds. 6 to 8 weeks using sailboats going between England and the colonies, or England and early America. Okay, so now I want you to think about Noah's flood. Okay, so what it says literally in Genesis is God tells Noah to build an ark. I want you to preserve two or more of each kind of creature on the earth, the land-dwelling, breathing creatures. You didn't need to preserve the fish; they were defined in the water. But you need to preserve you need to preserve the animals and the birds. This is specifically what Noah was supposed to do. He had 100 years to build the ark. Now, if the flood of Noah was a regional flood, why didn't God have Noah build a wagon instead? Okay, just think about this logically for a minute, right? Noah's flood was not a regional flood. It was a global flood, I would contend. It would have been irrational to tell him to build an ark for a regional flood. What would make more sense is to move to the next valley over, right? Move someplace else. Move halfway across the continent. You can do it in a year if you had to, right? Think of the wagon trains in the 1840s, 1850s. You start in St. Louis. All your belongings, you're never going back, and you start walking, right? And you tell your horses and your oxen to start going west. There they go. I mean, just think about this, that Noah didn't need to have built an ark if this flood was less than a global flood. Now, is Noah's recollection of the flood the only legend that's remembered? Actually, it isn't. There's over 200 flood legends. We record many of them on creationism.org. We've got over 200 of these that are online and available for people to look at that have been recorded. Some were recorded by ship captains, by traders, by trappers, by missionaries, all different kinds of people. Many of these stories are written as an account of, you know, what the native peoples believed, and you know, from so many different sources that what I would contend as a creationist is that, well, let's consider this logically, that maybe these people are all remembering the same event. Many of these flood legends show that everything was covered, or everything except the highest mountains, in many of them it says, and that what's also in common, this is around the world, that only 1, 3, or 8 persons survived, and that everyone else was destroyed. Also, it's often what's common in these stories is that the world had become exceedingly wicked, and so that the creator or some great god or of the gods, sometimes it's because it's in a polytheistic setting for many of these, but that the god or gods destroyed the world because humans had become too evil. This is similar to the Bible story. When we're talking about the flood of Noah, or this great flood that happened 5,000 years ago, we're talking not just about science, but we're talking about history. Now, I want you to think of a few calendars around the world. The ancient Chinese calendar started at about 4,700 years ago. Okay, that's in China. I want you to go on the other side of the world mentally and think about the ancient Mayans. Their calendar started roughly about 5,000 years ago. That's interesting. What a coincidence. It's not a coincidence. Sorry for yelling at you there. But let's go to Ireland. The native Irish calendar started about 6,000 years ago. The native Egyptian calendar, it either started about 6,500 years ago or about 4,800 years ago. Many in India, the calendar started over according to their own beliefs, but it was about 5,000 years ago. Isn't that interesting that all these different places around the world, for those people, now many peoples around the world haven't remembered their ancient history. They don't know when time started. But for those who do, for those who have kept careful records back for thousands of years, the vast majority of them, if not all of them, arguably, started about 5,000 years ago, which matches very well with what the Bible tells us, that there was a great flood, and then humankind, had to start all over again. Okay, now what was the population of America around the time of the Revolutionary War, which was 1776. At that time frame, it was about 2 million or maybe 3 million people, and across the North American continent, if you include all the Indians, 3 million, maybe a little bit more. What's the population of America today, about 225 years later? Well, it's 250 million. That's interesting. 2 million or 3 million to 250 million. That's a 100-fold increase. Now, I want you to think about the years after the flood. Oh, and many of that is not just, it's not people coming over in ships. It's actually large families. We have the math for this actually on creationism.org also, showing that with large families in about 10 generations, you can have a lot of different people, or 8 different generations, you can have 100,000 or 1.5 million people very easily, starting with 8 people, or actually starting with 6 people, 3 couples, assuming, let's say, if Noah and his wife had no more children, and just their 3 sets of children had kids, how long would it take, say, to have 1 million people? You could do it in 200 years. And so creation theory does stand on the side of science. The idea that the Earth is very young and that our recorded history from around the world and or portions of it really is a historical record, we then can look at that and say, well, how does this fit into the grand scheme of things? And how do we use this rather than ignore it? Because what evolutionists do is they say, oh, the flood couldn't have happened, or it was a regional flood. It couldn't have been a global flood. There's some other things about a flood that are very important. You see, because Jesus quoted that there was a flood. If you're a Christian, if you're not, I apologize for the biblical reference there. But Jesus said that there was a flood, and he used it as a fact of history. And he also used it to indicate the coming judgment. Modern humankind doesn't want to believe that there was a flood before, because it indicates this planet has an owner. That's very important. If we just kind of came here and we are gods, or humans invented God, some people believe. No, that's not true. God has been there all along. It's just that we have fallen from that. We fell from monotheism down into polytheism and other things. If you look at the ancient history, that's what happened. I won't go into it here, but please do consider creation theory, and please do look at the hundreds of articles and the several books that we have available on creationism.org.